The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, and see my hands, and bring your hand, and put it into my side. And do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." The Gospel of the Lord. Probably all of you have heard me share the story of a few years ago. I met a priest who was new to our diocese, an Indian priest from the country of India. And when I met him, he looked like he was about 50 years old. And the percentage of Catholics in India is 0.05%. So half of 1% of the people are Catholic. So basically almost nobody's Catholic. So I see this man, 50 years old, and gosh, I bet he's got an amazing conversion story, right? Maybe he met Mother Teresa of Calcutta, changed his life, became a priest. And so I said to him, "Father, what's your name?" He says, "Father Francis." I said, "Father Francis, how long have you been Catholic?" He looks at me and says, "My entire life." I go, "Okay, maybe his parents met Mother Teresa, had a radical conversion, changed her life." I said, "How long has your family been Catholic?" He said, "As long as I can remember. My entire village is Catholic." And I thought, how could that be? He said, "We've been Catholic since St. Thomas the Apostle came to India and baptized." Right? For 2,000 years, Thomas got the farthest of all the apostles. Before our Lord ascended into heaven and said, "Go to the ends of the earth and baptize," Thomas, you might say, had the greatest faith, the faith that was most on fire. How did he come to that? Because he was the one who struggled the most to believe. Why was he not present when the other 10 apostles were there? Because he was having this interior battle. Gosh, can I believe this? All the others had gathered together. He had not yet come back. And then even when he came back and they said, "We've seen the Lord," "I'm not going to believe until I'm actually able to see." My brothers and sisters, why does our Lord allow these struggles in our spiritual life? Because he wants to bring such tremendous good from them. Just this morning I read the words of St. Gregory the Great. He said this, "The divine mercy ordained that a doubting apostle should heal in us the wounds of unbelief. That his struggle healed the wounds of others." And he goes on, "The unbelief of Thomas is more profitable to our faith than the belief of the other apostles." I remember having a spirit director who was a Carmelite priest who was an expert on St. Therese. And I said to him, I want to have the confidence of St. Therese. And he said, "Do you know how she came to that?" Because she struggled so much to trust in God. And I close with this. When our Lord wants to bring us to attain a virtue, he allows us to be tempted against that virtue. When our Lord wants us to attain a virtue to an extraordinary degree like St. Thomas, the temptations are also extraordinary.